Shalom to all. Today's daf is on Hedrin Daf Hey, and we are starting Dalet Amud Beis, the bottom line. And today's daf is sponsored by Lili Nishmas Mars Miriam Sarah Bas Yaakov Moshe. Her neshama should have an aliyah. We go back to discussing the Mishnah. Tana Rabbanu, we have a brass that tells us Dinim Amunis Beshloisha. Dinim Amunis are with three judges. Hayam Alpha on top. Vimhoyim Mumchel Rabim. However, this judge was a Mumchel Rabim. He was not only an expert, but he was also a Rabim, meaning he was accepted by everyone. Dona Filu Yechidi. He could judge even by himself. He doesn't need another two dayanim. And this is according to the opinion of Acha Breder of Ikka, whom we had previously, who holds him in Dai Raisa, so we really only need one judge. And since this one's a mumchel rabbim, he could judge by himself. Now, Amar of Nachman, Nachman tells us, Kigayin Anah, for example, like me, Don Dinim Amunis Beichidi, I could judge Dinim Amunis by myself. V'chein Amar Ruchir, Ruchir also said, Kigayin Anah, for example, like me, Don Dinim Amunis Beichidi, I could also judge Dinim Amunis by myself. Now, by the way, that's the following question. Kigayin Anah, when he says, like me, what did he mean? Digamirna, that I've learned these halachas from my Rebbe, Visavirna, and I also have the logical ability to delve into the sugya and draw conclusions on my own, Vinakitin Rishusa, and I also got Rishus from the Reish Galusa, who is the head of all Yidden in Bavel. But that would tell us, that if he didn't get Rishus from Reish Galusa, Dine Loi Dina, then his din is nothing and everything would be Chazer, it wouldn't be valid whatsoever. Even if he didn't get Rishus from Reish Galusa, Dine Dina, it would still be a valid din. As Otashma, we have a ride from the following story. The Marzocha Breder of Nachman, Don Dina, he judged the case by himself, Vital, and he made a mistake. Also, Commander of Yosef, he came to Rav Yosef to see if he had to pay out of pocket for that mistaken din that he made. Amr Lei, so Rav Yosef told him, Inkim Blu Chalaihu, if they accepted you upon themselves as their judge, and no matter what you say goes, let Shalom, you don't have to pay. V'loi, but if not, Zil Shlim, then you would have to pay for this mistake that you made. Now, Shmamino, what do we see from here? Ki loi naket Rishusa, Dine Dina, Shmamino. That even though he didn't get Rishus from Reish Galusa to Paskin, nonetheless, it's a valid din. And the only nafkamina would be if the Bali Din, the litigants, accepted him upon themselves that whatever he says goes, so then he wouldn't have to pay out of pocket. But even if they didn't accept him 100% upon themselves, so he would have to pay out of pocket for this mistake, it's still considered a valid din. Because if it wasn't a valid din, he doesn't have to pay anything. The party that won would just have to return the money back to the other party because his psak is nothing. And so we see that even if one did not get Rishus from the Reish Galusa to Paskin, it's still a valid din. And we continue discussing this. Amar Rav says, Hai ma de bayle maiden dina, if someone wants to Paskin, v'itami bayle mifter, and he also wants it to be that if he makes a mistake, he's completely putter and doesn't have to pay out of pocket for that, Lishkal Rishusa mbeiz Reish Galusa, he should get Rishus from the Reish Galusa, who again is the one in charge of all of Yidin in Gaul's Bavel. V'chein Amar Shmuel, Shmuel said the same thing, Lishkal Rishusa mbeiz Reish Galusa, that he should get Rishus from the Reish Galusa. Now continue to discuss this in the context of Yidin in Eretz Yisrael and in Galus. As we just said, the Reish Galusa was the head of all the Yidin in Galus, and the head of Yidin in Eretz Yisrael during the times of Galus was the Nasi. Sadik Mar tells us, Pshita mehacha lehacha mehasam lehasam mehani. It's obvious that if a person got Rishus over here in Bavel to Paskin, that works over here, and if he got Rishus over there in Eretz Yisrael to Paskin, that works over there, which means, once again, that if he made a mistake in judgment, he doesn't have to pay out of pocket for that because he got official Rishus from the Reish Galusa or from the Nasi to Paskin, and coming with that is a free pass if he makes a mistake. Furthermore, mehacha lehasam nami mehani, from here to there also helps, meaning if a person got Rishus from the Reish Galusa to Paskin and he was in Eretz Yisrael and he Paskin incorrectly, he still has that immunity, if you will, from the Reish Galusa, and that's also valid. And why is that? Because the Hach and Bavel, Shevet, it's called a Shevet, and Vahasa Mechaikek, over there it's just a Mechaikek. Ketanya Brasa tells us, quoting a Pasuk, Lo Yasser Shevet Me Yehuda, that a Shevet shall not be removed from Yehuda, and what's this referring to? Elo Rashi Gal Yisrael Bavel, Sheroidin Yisrael B'Shevet, this referring to the heads of the Galus and Bavel, that they rule Yisrael like a Shevet, a Rad, which means they have a lot of power, a lot of koyach in Bavel. And the pasuk continues, "Mechaykin bein raglov," a mechaykik, which literally means a lawmaker from his descendants. What's this referring to? El bnei banov shel Hillel. This referring to the descendants of Hillel, shemlamin tayr barabim, that they teach tayr publicly in Eretz Yisrael. We know that Hillel was the first nasi in Eretz Yisrael, and his descendants for many, many years were the nasiim as well. And even though the nasi's office did have a certain power, the Reish Galusa's office had much more power because this was granted them by the Persian kings who ruled Bavel, and therefore somebody who had rishus from the Reish Galusa to Paskin is able to do so in Eretz Yisrael as well. However, here's the question, Mehasam lahacha mai. What about from there to here? Somebody had Rishus from the Nasi to Paskin, and he was in Bavel, is he able to do so, and does he have that koyach, does he have that power? Stigmar attempts to write, Tashma, Durab Barchana, Dandina, Rab Barchana, he was from Eretz Yisrael, he was in Bavel, he judged the case, Vitani made a mistake, Asak made Reb Chiya, he came to Reb Chiya, Amalei told him, Ikab l'chalayhu, if they accepted you upon themselves 100%, no matter what you say, that's what they're going to do, let Shalom, son, you don't have to pay for your mistake, V'loi, but if not, Zil Shlim, so then you do have to pay. What do we see from here? Rab Barchana, Rishus Avanaket. Rab Barchana had Rishus, as we're going to see soon, that he was given Rishus by the Nasi to Paskin, and nonetheless we see that if the Bali Dinim didn't accept him 100% upon themselves, that he does have to pay for a mistake. Shmamino, we see from here, Mehasam Lachal, Loi Mahani, Shmamino. It's clear that from there, from Eretz Yisrael to here, to Bavel, that's not good enough, meaning just because he has Rishus from the Nasi of Eretz Yisrael to Paskin, that doesn't mean he carries that diplomatic immunity, if you will, when it comes to Bavel. As more, hold on a second, Loi Mahani, it doesn't help, but Rab Bar Avuna, Kiavam Mitzi Bahadid Beirish Galusa, when Rab Bar Avuna Yehuna, who's from Eretz Yisrael, would argue the people of the Reish Galusa, Amar, he would say, Lav min eichu nikitin rishusa, I didn't get rishus from you to paskin, so I don't have to listen to you. Nikitin rishusa me Abba Mari, I got rishus from my father, my master, Vabba Mari me Rav, my father, my master got it from Rav, Rav me Reb Chiya, Rav got it from Reb Chiya, Reb Chiya me Rebbe, and Reb Chiya got it from Rebbe, who was in Eretz Yisrael. And so it seems to be that somebody who got rishus from Manasseh in Eretz Yisrael does retain that same power even when he's in Bavel, and he's not subservient to the Reish Galusa. However, the Gemara answers that no, but Milsa da Amahu da Aikim Lahu, he was just standing up to them with words. We would say in our vernacular that he was just trying to be tough and say, I don't have to listen to you, but in truth, he really did have to listen to them. Now the question is, now that we're saying that getting Rishos from Nasa in Eretz Yisrael is not going to help for being a Bavel, Rabbi Bar Chana, Rishus Adinakat Lamali, why did Rabbi Bar Chana bother getting Rishos from the Nasa in Eretz Yisrael if anyway he's about to go to the Bavel and that Rishos is not strong enough? And the answer is, La Yaris HaOmdis Al Gvulin, it's good for the border cities, even though geographically maybe they're in Bavel, since they're right next to Eretz Yisrael, they are kafuf to the Dayanim of Eretz Yisrael, and that's what his Rishos would help for. Nothing more clarifies my Rishusa. What's the story of Rishos where Rabbi Bar Chana got Rishos from Nasi to Paskin? So Kavanachas Rabbi Bar Chana to Bavel, when Rabbi Bar Chana was about to go to Bavel, Amali Reb Chiya Rebbe, Reb Chiya told Rebbe, Ben Achi Yair Lebavel, the son of my brother is going down to Bavel. Yaira, can he Paskin Hilchas Isra Heter, like Halachas of Shchita and Trefas and things like that? So Rebbe responded, Yaira, he can Paskin. Reb Chiya continued asking, Yadin, can he Paskin Dinim Amines? And Rebbe responded, Yadin, he can Paskin Dinim Amines. And one last question, Reb Chiya asked Rebbe, Yater Bechiris, can he Mater a Bechar? And the answer is, Yater, he can Mater a Bechar. What's this referring to? So we know that a firstborn kosher animal has to be brought to the base of Mikdash and used as a carbon. However, if it has a mum, which is a mum kavua, it is a permanent blemish, so then it becomes property of the kayin and he could shecht it and eat it like regular, make a backyard barbecue. Now, in order to determine that it has his mum kavua, requires an expert, and that's what Rechiya was asking about Rabbi Bar Chana, his nephew, could he be mater b'chayres? And Rebbe said, no problem. We have a very similar story with another relative, Reb Chiya, Kavanachas Rav Lebavel. When Rav was about to go to Bavel from Eretz Yisrael, Amalei Rechiya Rebbe, Reb Chiya told Rebbe, Ben Achaisi Yair Lebavel, the son of my sister is going to Bavel, Yair, can he pass in Alchaz of Yisr v'heter? And Rebbe said, Yair, yes he could. And Reb Chiya pressed on, Yadin, could he pass in Dine Mamanis? So Rebbe told him, Yadin, yes he could. And now he asked, Yater b'chayres, could he be mater b'chayres? And Rebbe told him regarding this, Al Yater, he's not to be mater b'chayres. Now we're going to ask a few questions on this story. Mashna Lamar the Kakari ben Achi, and Mashna Lamar the Kakari ben Achaisi. Why is it that Reb Chiya called Rav Bar Chana, the son of my brother, or is he called Rav, the son of my sister? And Rechite Ma'achi Ava Maisa, if you want to say that's what it was, that Rav was really the son of his sister, Bar Meir was stated, Evu, v'chana, v'shila, umarta, Reb Chiya, all these people, kul b'nei Abba Bar Acha Karsla mikafri havu. All them were children of Abba Bar Acha Karsla from Kafri. And Evu was Rav's father, Chana was Rav's father, so really both of them, Rav and Rav, were the sons of Reb Chiya's brothers. Rav wasn't the son of his sister. And the more answer is, Rav, Bar Chua, Dahava Bar Chase. Rav was actually son of his brother, who's also the son of his sister. Reb Chiya's father, in his first marriage, had Evu. Then his wife died, and he got married again to a woman who had a daughter. Reb Chiya was born from that new union, which means that Evu was his half-brother, and he also had a half-sister. Then Evu married Reb Chiya's half-sister. They weren't related, they were just step-siblings. And then Evu had Rav. That makes Rav Reb Chiya's nephew from both his brother and his sister, which is why Reb Chiya called Rav the son of my sister. Whereas Rav Bar Chana, Bar Chua, de la Bar Chase, Rav Bar Chana was only the son of his brother, not the son of his sister. Alternatively, we have a totally different reason why he called Rav the son of his sister. And based on top, Al Shem Chachmasai, it's because Rav was so wise. Dichtiv, the pasuk says, Emer al Chachma, Achaisi at, say to wisdom, you are my sister. And he was just trying to hint to Rebbe that Rav is so smart, and he did that by calling him the son of his sister, alluding to Chachma. Now, continuing analyzing the story, Rebbe had asked Rebbe about Rav, Yater Bechayres, and Rebbe said, Al Yater, he's not to be Mater Bechayres. And the question is, my time, why not? Elim Ron Sam Yishim Dolai Chakim, because he wasn't smart. Well, Kamrina, we just said, the Chakim Tuva, that he was very smart. He knew a lot. Elim Yishim Dolai Kabikim Mume, rather want to say it's because he just wasn't an expert in Mumen. Va'amar Rav, Rav said, Shemar Asakadashim Gidalti Eitzel Roya Behema, Leda Ezamum Kavua, Ezamum Iver. For 18 months, I grew up among herdsmen, and this taught me the knowledge I need to know about if something's a mum kavua or a mum iver. Is it permanent or is it just passing? So Rav was definitely a very big expert in Mumen. Why did Rebbe say that he's not allowed to paskin about Mumen? The answer is, El Lachal Kavul Rav Bar Chana. In order to give kavod to Rav Bar Chana, when Rav Bar Chana gets to Bavel, he's going to be given kavod because he's able to paskin about Mumen of a Bechar. Rav doesn't need that because Rav's going to be given kavod anyway. As we just said, he was extremely smart and wise. But by saying alternatively, we can answer that the reason why Rebbe didn't allow Rav to paskin on Mumen of Bacharis is Mishum Hagufei, specifically because of that reason. The Rav Bekiya Bumume Tfei, Rav was such an expert in Mumen, Vishari Mume Deloyadi Inchi, he might end up allowing a mum that other people don't realize is a mum kavua. They're going to think it's a mum Iver, Va'amri, and they're going to say, Ki Hai Gavna Shara Rav, that Rav allowed this case, Vasul Mishum Mum Iver, and they're going to allow a mum Iver when really they didn't realize that Rav is such an expert. One case he passes a mum Iver, a different case case something else, and they're going to compare other things to those cases that Rav allowed, and they're not going to realize that they're not as big experts as Rav is. Therefore, Rebbe figured we might run into issues, so Rav can't paskin on Mumra B'chayrais. We continue analyzing the story. Rebbe was asked, Yaira, is he allowed to paskin in Isra V'Heter? And Rebbe said, Yaira, he's allowed to. Now, the question is, Igamir, if he learned all the halachas and he knows them very well, Rishu Salam Aliyah Mishkal, why does he need to get Rishus to paskin in them? This is not talking about Dine Mominus. This is just referring to, is it kosher treif? Is it a good shechita or not? Do you have to kasher the spoon and throw out the food, or is it Peseder? And the answer is, Mishum Ma'aseh Shaya, because the story that happened, the time of a brisa, Pam Achas Halach Rebbe Makam Echad, one time Rebbe went to a certain place, if Rabbani Adam Shemagabim Yisusein B'Toma, and he saw that people were making their dough, they were kneading their bread in a state of Toma, in Tomei Kalim, Amr Lahem, so he asked them, Nei Ma'atem Megabim Yisusechem B'Toma, why are you making your dough in a state of Toma? So Amr Lahem, they told him, Talmud Echad Balakan, there was a Talmud that came here, V'Hayar Lanu, when he paskened for us, the Mei Betzayim in Machshirin, water from swamps and marshes is not Machshir. We know there's a din of Hechshir Eichel, that food and produce can't be Makabel Toma unless it gets wet first. That's called being Machshir L'Kabel Toma. It's made susceptible to Makabel Toma. There's seven halachic liquids that it could become wet with, one of those being water. And these people told Rebbe that this Talmud came along, told us that Mei Betzayim, water from swamps and marshes, is not Machshir L'Kabel Toma, and we make sure to knead our dough only with Mei Betzayim, and since it's not Machshir L'Kabel Toma, we can knead it in Tamei Kalim, because it's not going to become Tamei. Now, Vahu, Mei Beitzim Darshalhu, this Talmud that had come along really darshans for them Mei Beitzim. Literally, this means water from an egg. It basically means that eggs are not Machshir L'Kabel Toma. Now, Vahinu Savar, these people thought Mei Betzayim Ka'amar, that the Talmud had said Mei Betzayim, water from swamps and marshes, Betonayim Baha, and they also made a mistake in the following, Mei Kramyon, Mei Figa, Psulin, Mei Shein, Mei Betzayim, the water from the Kramyon and Figa rivers are Pasul because they're Mei Betzayim. This is referring to the ashes of the Paraduma that need to be mixed with Mayim Chayim, and water from these rivers is not considered Mayim Chayim because really, even though it's a river, it's somehow considered a swamp or a marsh. And the Inu Savar, these people thought, Milagabe Chatas Psili, since regarding the Mei Chatas, the waters of the Paraduma, we can't use this water, Achshri Namile Machshri, that these waters also won't be Machshir food, Lakabal Toma. But Vlahi, that's also not true. Hasam L'Inyan Chatas, over there in regards to the Mei Chatas, water that's needed to mix with ashes of Paraduma, Be'inon Mayim Chayim. We need to have something that's called Mayim Chayim. It has to come from a flowing spring, and these rivers are really considered marshes or swamps, and they're not flowing. Whereas Hach over here, Achshuri called to him Achshuri, anytime we're dealing with water, any sort of water is going to be Machshir something like Kabbal Toma. And these people made such a mistake. And Tana was taught, Ba'isa Shah Gazru, at that time they made the Gzera, Talmud al Yara Elam Kenot Roshus Me Rabbi, a Talmud is not allowed to paskin in Hilchas Isra V'Heter unless he gets Roshus from his Rebbe, because this Talmud, even though maybe he knew the halacha, he didn't know how to express himself clearly. And getting Roshus from your Rebbe means that your Rebbe is going to determine that you know how to express yourself clearly and that it's not going to be confusing to the listeners. And that's where B'chiyah had to get Roshus for Rabbi Bar Chana and for Rav from Rebbe in order for them to paskin, even though we're not talking Dine Mominus, it's just Dine Isra V'Heter, they still need a Roshus. And now a story about paskining when Rebbe's there. Tanchon Breid Reb Ami, Ekel Chasar, he visited this place called Chasar, Darshlu, he darshan for them the following, Mutter Loso Yischitim Pesach, one's allowed to soak wheat on Pesach. This is talking about soaking wheat for a little bit just to loosen the bran, and right away it's pounded into wheat, and there's no chashash it's going to become chametz. And Amruloi, they asked him after he paskined this for them, Lav Rebbe Mani, the Min Sur, Ekahacha, isn't Rebbe Mani from Tsur over here, and he's your Rebbe? And Vitanya have a brisa, Talmud al Yar Alachim Kaim Rabbi, a Talmud al Paskin al Alacha, if he's in the locale in the area of his Rebbe, Elim Kain Hai Rachim Menu Shalish Parsais. Unless he's three Parsais away from him, Kenegan Machane Yisrael, this corresponds to Machane Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu was the chief decisor of Alacha in the midbar in the encampment of Mei Yisrael, that's the Machane Yisrael. And when Moshe Rabbeinu was outside of camp, the furthest yid away from him was three Parsais. So you learn from him that you're not allowed to Paskin al Alacha if your Rebbe is within three Parsais of you. And so they were asking him, why are you Paskin al Alacha if Rebbe de Mansur, your Rebbe, is here? Amrlo, we told them, Lava de Toy, I totally didn't realize that, and I wouldn't have Paskin had I known he was here. Another story, Rabchia Chaz Elhu Gavra, Tahava Kaboya Besakvars. Rabchia saw a certain fellow in the Besakvars. Amrlo, he asked him, Lav Ben Ish Plani Kayanata, aren't you the son of that man who's a Kayan? If you're a Kayan, you're not allowed to be in the Besakvars. So Amrlo, the fellow told him, and yes, I am his son. However, Avuadahu Gavra, the father of this man, meaning he's referring to his own father, Gvainayim Hava, he was of haughty eyes, which means he followed his eyes, Nasan Ain of Begrusha, he placed his eyes on a Grusha, a divorced woman, he married her, and he had a child, which is me, V'chilaloi, and that child is now a Chalal. We know if a Kayin marries somebody whom he's not allowed to, the child's a Chalal, they're not considered a Kayin. So the man was basically telling Reb Chia, you're right, my father's a Kayin, but I'm not a Kayin, and therefore I'm allowed to be in the Beis HaKfaris. According to Rashi, the reason why this case is brought here is even though Reb Chia was in the place of his Rebbe, he still was allowed to paskin this because it's La'afrushe Mi'isura. In order to get somebody to stop doing an Isser, one's allowed to paskin even though the Rebbe's there. Now continue to discuss a person having Rishus to paskin. Pshita, it's obvious, Lapalga, Hakarmina de Mahani. That if a person got partial Rishus to paskin, that works, that's Beseder. As we said, Rebbe gave partial Rishus to Rav enough to paskin. He was allowed to be yaira and yadin. He just wasn't allowed to be mater b'chayros, so that's totally okay. But what about al tanai mai? Let's say a person was given rishus to paskin only al tanai. Let's say nasi the rishkalusa gave him rishus to paskin for a year or two. Is that valid or no? And the Gemara answers Tashma we've read. Amrulu Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Shemen. Rabbi Yechon told Rabbi Shemen, Ariyata rishusenu, you are an our rishus, meaning you have the rishus to paskin achetav etzlenu until you come back to us. So we see that even something al tanai is valid. And now going back to discuss how many dayanim are necessary to paskin a din. Gufa was stated previously. Amr Shmuel. Shmuel said, Beis shadanu dinam din. Two judges who passing a case of dinim amanis that is valid din el shenikur bezin chatzuf, but it's called a bezin chatzuf, a brazen bezin. Yosef Rav Nachman who kamal hashmaitza. Rav Nachman was sitting and saying this memor over. And Esu Rav Rav Nachman. Rav asked Rav Nachman. We have a brass that says afilu shnayim mezaken or shnayim mechayvin. Even if we have two judges, two dayanim saying that the person is meritorious or that he's chayiv, ve'echad omer ein yodea, and the third judge says I don't know. Yosef Dayanin, we have to add on more judges. Now the question is v'yisa if it's really true that two paskin it's a valid din. Just called a bezin chatzuf lahav mishnayim shedanu. This should be just considered like two paskin and din, and we shouldn't have to bring on more judges. And he answers the shani hasam. That case is different. The meikara daited tlasi yasivi. Originally, when they sat down in the first place to paskin, they did it with three judges. So we have to conclude the din with three judges. We can't have two saying one way and another one saying I don't know. If we have an I don't know, we take him out and we bring a new one who does know. Whereas hach over here lava daited tlasi yasivi. They didn't sit down originally with three judges. Only two sat down to paskin. So yes, we will listen to their psak, but they're consider a bezin chatzuf. But Ace, we have another question. Rav Shimon Gamliel Eimer, he tells us, Hadin b'shloisha, Adin Torah is paskin with three, upshar b'shnayim, whereas a compromise is with two dayanim, v'yaf ha-kayach pshar m'kayach hadin, the kayach of a compromise is better than the kayach of din, sheshnayim shedanu, if two dayanim paskin the case, baladin m'chayim lachzer b'hen, the baladin are allowed to go back, and they're allowed to retract and say, we don't want this, whereas v'shnayim she'asu pshara, if two dayanim came up with a compromise, ain baladin m'chayim lachzer b'hen, the baladin of the litigants, they can't go back on that. Now, bottom line, we see from here that when two judges paskin, it's not valid because we just said yuchayin lachzer b'hen. If the paladinim could be chayzer, they could retract and say, you know what, we don't want these two judges. And if you want to say the rabban argued the Rav Shimon Gamliel and that we do have to listen to the psak of two judges, it's just the Rav Shimon Gamliel holds we don't. That can't be because Rabbi Vo said shnayim shadanu l'devei akol ein dinei ein din. That if two dayanim paskin, according to everybody, it's not a valid judgment. And so we clearly see that since Rabbi Vo says that everyone agrees that if two dayanim paskin, it's not valid. How does Shmuel say if two dayanim paskin it is valid? They're just called a bezin chatzuf. The Gemara answers, what's the problem? Gavra karamis. You're asking one gavra on another. Rabbi Vo and Shmuel are allowed to argue with each other. You're right. Rabbi Vo holds that everyone agrees that two who paskin it's not a valid judgment. But Shmuel, who's allowed to argue with Rabbi Vo, says that it's not true, and that maybe that's the opinion of Rav Shimon Gamliel. But others would argue and they would hold that two who paskin it is a valid judgment. So there's no problem. We're gonna stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow. Continue to discuss this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.